From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Typhoon Hato left a trail of destruction in southern China's Guangdong and affected nearby provinces. State media reported on Thursday. State media also released several videos showing windows being ripped away by strong winds and people swept away by crashing waves. It also said severe convection weather brought by Hato formed a tornado which hit Guangxi and injured at least five people. Hato, a maximum category 10 storm, had been downgraded to a tropical storm on Thursday and was about 680 kilometers west of Hong Kong. It's expected to weaken further as it moves further inland over China. At least nine people were killed and many missing. Dutch police are investigating a terror threat that prompted the cancellation of a concert by an American rock band in Rotterdam. Police have arrested a 22-year-old man on Thursday. Police said the driver of a Spain-registered white van carrying a number of gas canisters that was stopped Wednesday night close to the concert venue is unlikely to be a suspect in the threat probe. In a statement, police said the man was possibly drunk and will be questioned later on Thursday. Explosive experts checked his van and found nothing suspicious beyond the gas canisters. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley met Wednesday with the head of the United Nations Atomic Agency to discuss Iran's compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with Western countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has routinely criticized the deal and threatened to cancel it. Reports from the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency have shown Iran to be in compliance with the deal. This is VOA News. Britain is planning to escape the direct jurisdiction of the EU Court of Justice, but using the word direct has drawn accusations the court could still have some influence. Lucy Fielder reports.
Britain plans to escape the direct jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice after Brexit. The use of the word direct in Wednesday's proposals from the UK government drawing accusations it has changed tack, watering down its main aim of taking back control of British laws by accepting the EU court would still have some influence. Pro-Brexit lawmakers say the European court has sucked power from Britain's courts and Parliament. Britain's pro-Brexit Justice Minister Dominic Raab saying Westminster and the EU might appoint arbiters or a third party to deal with bones of contention. The dispute on the role of the European Court, or ECJ, has held up progress in Brexit talks on other crucial issues, such as guaranteeing the rights of expatriates after Britain leaves in 2 years' time.
That is reporter Lucy Fielder. A Guinea Ministry of Security spokesman said on Wednesday 10 people died in a mudslide when a landfill site collapsed on houses Monday. Rescuers were still on the scene a day later looking for survivors. Up to 10 people were also injured. The incident occurred in the morning at the Dar es Salaam neighborhood after an overnight deluge of torrential rain. The spokesman for the Ministry of Security said 9 bodies had been recovered on Tuesday and a 10th victim, a young girl, was found Wednesday morning. Shifting rainfall patterns, rampant deforestation, and expanding urban populations are increasing the risk of deadly mudslides across West and Central Africa. Panamanian Ambassador Miguel Mejia addressed Venezuelans gathered outside his country's embassy in Caracas Wednesday. Venezuelans hoping to travel, study, and visit relatives were expressing concern that the measure could impact their plans. On Tuesday, Panama's President Juan Carlos Varela said the visa requirement would take effect on October 1st and remain in place until democratic order was restored in Venezuela. The announcement was made a few days after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Panama. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak will visit Washington on September 12th at the invitation of President Donald Trump. A White House statement says the two leaders will discuss ways to bolster ties and expand regional cooperation. The visit marks the 60th anniversary of bilateral ties. Malaysia's relations with the U.S. warmed after Najib took office in 2009, but became strained following a massive corruption scandal 2 years ago that implicated Najib and a state investment fund he founded. Najib denies any wrongdoing. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.